This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating, admitting history and physical on patient Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. First name, Olenum, O-L-E-A-N-U-M. The date of birth, 12-21-48. Date of evaluation, June 3rd, 2023. The place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The HPI. The patient is a 75-year-old male with history of chronic diastolic and systolic heart failure, comma COPD, comma BPH with chronic Foley, and further history of MDRO, period. Patient has history of cocaine abuse and CVA, period. He uses a wheelchair slash walker and had been first admitted to Highland Hospital for a catheter-associated UTI, period. He presented to Highland Hospital on May 27, 2023 with dysuria, diarrhea, and suprapubic pain, period. CT revealed the Foley catheter to be in the urethra, period. The Foley catheter was subsequently replaced. The patient was started on cefepime, period. CT further confirmed a 6-centimeter abdominal aortic aneurysm, which was noted to have increased in size since a recent admission, period. He was then transferred to the San Leandro Hospital for ongoing antibiotic therapies, period. Patient subsequently transferred to the skilled nursing facility at XL. Discharge diagnosis include 1, urinary tract infection with history of bacteremia secondary to Serratia marcescens, comma, Enterococcus faecalis and Pseudomonas. Next number, history of complicated left pyelonephritis. Next number, history misplaced Foley. Next number, complicated cystitis. Next number, BPH. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm without rupture. Previously noted to be 5 centimeters on CT of September 14, 2021. He was felt to require surgery, but apparently did not fall off with vascular. Next number, he has history of heart failure, left ventricular ejection fraction reportedly 50-55%. He is on metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. He was found to have a right upper lobe stellate lung lesion, consider malignancy given history of tobacco use and irregular stellate appearance. He has history of right occipital CVA with hemiplegia, chronically in wheelchair, thrombotic stroke suspected to be secondary to cocaine-induced vasoconstriction. He further has history of severe protein-calorie malnutrition, period. The patient currently denies any pain or shortness of breath, period. His past medical history is as noted. Medications, albuterol HFA 90 microgram activation inhaler. Take 2 puffs every 4 hours PRN. Aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams HS. Lotrimin 1% cream, apply topically BID, mix with hydrocortisone and apply BID. Lovenox 40 milligrams per 0.4 ml syringe, QHS. Proscar 5 milligrams daily. Losartan 25 milligrams half daily. Metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams daily. Metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams BID. Spiriva handy inhaler 18 micrograms per inhalation capsule daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Allergies, non-drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social history, as noted he has history of substance abuse. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination. Ill-appearing male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Neurologic, he has generalized weakness. The impression, patient with history of recurrent urinary tract infection, abdominal aortic aneurysm, chronic combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, chronic indwelling Foley catheter, now admitted for ongoing antibiotic therapy and physical therapy period. Patient noted to have greater than 100,000 colonies per ml of enterococcus and greater than 100,000 colonies per ml of yeast, period. He currently is not on ongoing antibiotics and most likely would benefit from ongoing treatment to include fluconazole, period. He has history of serratia marcescens, enterococcus faecalis, and pseudomonas, period. He has history of occipital stroke as noted, period. We'll continue antibiotics for now. We'll need to review infectious disease consultation. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.